And then we rushed down the fire escape and leaped to the ground floor. The catchers were dive bombing and the lurkers were roaring. It was amazing.
Yeah, you wouldn't believe the stuff that was going down, Mrs. Okoye. The mother lurker was busy dealing with the majority of them, but we were still running from a handful.
You wouldn't believe how brave Kit was, ma'am. He was ducking and weaving through the critters like he was born to do this. At one point, he kicked a lurker so hard in the face, it fell into a garbage can.
Or the catcher that swooped down on us and he caught by its wing.
And choke-slammed it. Actually, amazing. I thought Ione here was cool, but compared to Kit, no offense.
None taken. That was the coolest thing I have ever seen. You were amazing, Kit.
Oh, come on. I was just doing what needed to be done. We don't need to throw around the word hero.
We didn't.
But maybe we should.
Kit! Holy shit, dude, wake up!
Yeah.
Oh my god, I think he's concussed.
What happened?
He slipped on that rock over there and knocked himself out.
I look away for 10 seconds. How'd that even happen?
Well, he also tumbled down this embankment and hit a second rock.
What did I say about you two? Actual cartoon characters.
Well, what do? We have to keep moving.
Why are you asking me?
I don't think you noticed. I don't make decisions. That is Kit's job.
I don't make them either.
What are you talking about? I thought you were great at this stuff.
Alone, yeah. I don't know what to do with a group. Do we leave him?
No. What if we carry him?
I'm so dumb. I think you two are rubbing off on me. Grab his legs, fireman's carry style.
I don't know what that means.
Ugh. Put his legs under your armpits and run forward. That way we can see where we're going.
Ugh, so smart. Ugh. Got him. Ready?
Yeah, ready. And run. I think we can slow down.
Yeah? All right.
I don't think they're chasing us anymore. Oof. He's heavier than he looks.
You're telling me. Nobody followed us, right?
Nah, they'd have caught up to us way back there. That was a pretty great idea, punk.
Thanks. I'm due one every few months.
The blockade is just a little further down that way. Night's a few hours away, but I think we can call it for today. What do you think?
I would love nothing more than to just take a nap and forget about today.
Well, bright side is you got to hold a guitar. That's a point in your favor.
That is a very optimistic way of looking at it. Look at you being a cheery personality.
Ha ha. I have my moments.
You like us.
And the moment's gone. Come on, pick him up.
Oi.
So, come on. Do you regret tagging along with our little ragtag tag team?
Ragtag tag team? That's a tongue twister.
Well, Kit's not here to veto it. But he likes it, though. Don't you, buddy? See? He loves it.
I'll admit it's not been the worst time. It's also not been that long.
What do you mean?
You're seeing me high on adrenaline and happy to be alive. Tomorrow, Iona might be a real bitch to you.
Oh, that's all right. That's a Tomorrow Morgan problem. And they don't even exist yet. Schrodinger's, me. Sorta.
I never took you for a learned individual.
Wow, okay. Thank you for the vote of no confidence. I'll have you know, I was super smart back in college. Real A-plus student.
Oh yeah? What'd you study?
Art.
Yeah, I can see that.
I was also pretty banging at English.
From your liberal use of banging, I find that hard to believe.
No, seriously. I was gonna be an English teacher. My parents wanted me to be one, at least. Thought I was so great with kids and super patient. Blah.
Well, not many kids around for you to teach anymore, so I don't think it would have mattered. Same for the art degree, though.
Yeah, well, world's gone to shit. What are you gonna do? What about you? What were you gonna do before the pop?
I never really had a plan. Just see where life took me. I was not a social kid.
You? But you're such a sparkling conversationalist.
I'll take that as a compliment. Look over there. You see those Humvees? That's the blockade.
And we're sure, like, nobody's sneaking around, waiting to jump out, doing something nefarious to us.
Noodle's not here to get jumped, so I think we're okay.
Ooh, burn. I like this, Iona.
Thank you. Come on, let's set him down.
Come on, you fat bastard.
Hey!
Not you. I was talking to my unconscious friend here.
Still, don't insult him when he's unconscious. It's better to do it when he's awake.
Nice. You know, I was just kidding, right?
What is?
I don't, like, actually think he's fat. It was, you know, it's just a joke.
Yeah, of course.
All right, cool. So what do we do now? We left the crowbar back a few miles that away. We just start kicking at the door.
This Humvee was made to survive explosions and bullets. I don't think it'll bend to us kicking it. Besides, we both know we don't have it in us.
Well, maybe I was holding my power back for this exact moment.
Oh, is that the case?
No.
Well, it's a good thing that I'm the resourceful one here. Look at these.
Spark plugs?
Well, look at you, punk. Knowing what these are, you get a gold star.
Thanks.
These ends here, they're made of porcelain, so if you throw them hard enough against a glass window, the force of it shatters the window.
Wait. What does it being porcelain have to do with breaking windows?
Something about the point of impact? Not sure, but I learned that it works.
Ooh, okay, where'd you learn that?
I was taught. Stand back.
You sure it works?
Of course it works. I think I just missed. I'll get closer.
Just to make sure, you've seen it work before, right?
Oh my god, you're so annoying! Yes, I've done this 100 times.
Well, maybe you're doing it wrong.
It's pretty simple. Throw a thing at window, it shatters. I think I know the issue here.
Oh yeah?
It's a Humvee. It's meant to survive explosions and bullets. Probably meant to survive a spark plug, too.
So what do we do now? Can't just sit out here till sunrise.
I get that, punk. Well, one of these soldiers probably has the keys on them. I'll start checking over here. Maybe you check down by the tank?
Oh, the super blown up one. You know, I hate to break it to you, but if the keys are in there, I don't think they're going to be very useful anymore.
Around the tank, smartass. Who knows? A critter might have taken the body into the woods and the keys are in some scat pile. Either way, we're not getting into the car without it.
You know, I should learn to pick locks. That would be, like, super helpful right now.
You know what? If we find you a set of lockpicking tools, we can get right on that. For now, please go check the bodies.
What about Kit?
I don't think he's going anywhere.
Yeah, fair point.
How's it going over there?
I got a deck of cards, but ugh, they're covered in blood. Ooh, a gun! Oh, wait, never mind, false alarm. It's just a weird stick jammed in this guy's leg. Lame. He does have nice boots, though. How about you?
I got a nail file, a rusted bottle opener, and a semi-shiny rock in this dude's pocket. No keys, though.
Eh, not great. I'm gonna try these boots on, though.
Yeah, we're- Ah!
Oh, shit! You alright? You okay? What's up?
Oh my god. Yeah, I'm fine. Just a dead critter over here. And... oh...
Ugh. God, you scared me. A tunneler? They're not usually around here.
That's not all.
What do you... Where's his top half?
How should I know?
I don't know. You found him.
Well, something else must have taken the rest of him. Tunneler probably died and crystallized on the legs. Something took the top part.
How long you think he's been here?
Noodle's the forensics guy, isn't he?
Yeah. Maybe I'll ask him when he wakes up.
Purely from the shell, though? It's been here a while. It's pretty deep in crystallization. Might have been here since the pop.
That long, huh? Well, would explain why the bodies are all... old.
Yep. Looks like the tunneler is covering his pockets. We might have to pull him free.
Oh, come on. Seriously?
What if he has the keys?
What are the odds that this one specific guy has the keys?
The same odds that anyone else has them.
I don't know if that's how statistical analysis works.
Art degree over here knows how statistical analysis works.
Well, no, but still, what if we rip him more?
I thought you wanted to be a rocker. You're dressed like one. I thought you wanted to be one, punk. Nothing's more rocker than this.
You know, the funny thing is, I know you're playing me.
Yes, I am. Is it working?
Fine.
Perfect. I get one leg, you get the other.
All right, ready?
One, two, three. We did it.
Heck yeah. Seriously, what are the odds?
Up and at him, Noodle.
What?
Punk, he's alive.
See, I told you he'd make it. How you doing, buddy?
Ugh, what happened? Ah! Why do I have a bump on my head?
Oh yeah, you waited hard on the run. Slipped on a rock, tumbled like 20 feet, hit another rock. Don't worry, though. Io here helped me carry you, and now we're chilling in a Humvee.
And the critters?
They barely followed us. We followed you down the embankment and they stopped coming after that. We just went down a bit more gracefully. How are you feeling?
Besides my damaged pride, I think I'll be all right. How much light we got left?
Another hour at best, I think. We're going to crash here, then head out in the first light.
Great. You think I was concussed?
I don't know. Why?
Aren't you supposed to keep me awake if that's the case? Or I could go into a coma.
That's a myth.
Is it a myth, or is the myth it being a myth?
I don't know what you just said, but regardless, you woke up and you're fine.
Yeah. Thank you. Both of you. I appreciate not being left behind.
Of course, dude.
Iona?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. If it was just Em and I, odds are we wouldn't be here. So, thanks.
Oh, well, I was just paying it back. You watched my back and I got yours. We're square now.
Sure. Is this the blockade you were talking about? We find anything good here besides a Humvee?
A few dead critters, not much. Place probably got swept through before us.
No guns?
Nah, probably the first thing they took. Whoever picked through this place hasn't come by in a bit. You know, probably because of all the critters. Works out for us, though.
What about the other cars?
What about them?
We siphon them for gas. We could get this up and running, cut our trip down a bit to Stillwater.
Not a bad idea, but this one is messed up. Tires are rotted, I think the calipers are shot, and the front axis looks like it's been crushed in. A critter probably rammed into it. But I was able to siphon a bit of gas from it. Not a proper container, but it'll do.
Smart.
Look at us, a real ragtag group making our way through the wasteland. We should have a name.
Like a superhero team?
Hey, you said it, not me. I was thinking that's how we introduce ourselves to people. We get a group name, and then we sound way better than just a couple of schmucks.
Couple schmucks? Is that the band name?
It's accurate, but I don't think it gets the vibe right. Makes us seem like we're a satire band.
No, it's not the name. I'm brainstorming it. Maybe something short and sweet, one or two words.
Are you trying to groupthink this?
I mean, if the group is willing to think it with me.
I'm good.
Same.
Well, you can't complain when I settle on one. You just waived your right to veto.
Is that what happened?
So, let's go over the plan, team. We can reach Stillwater by around midday, so once we're there, we're going to take the raft across to the other side of the Hudson. There used to be an old canal park over there, so someone I knew stashed a few kayaks on the east side of the bank. Then we're going to ride the Hoosick as far as it'll take us.
What's that?
Another river, but this one flows west, so we're going to have to paddle upstream.
Is that possible?
Of course, it's just hard. You both might get a muscle or two at the end of it.
Ha ha, so funny. Ugh. Do we really gotta take the river? There's no way we can just walk it from here?
It would be faster to walk, but that area is crawling with critters, I hear. The river is lighter since most of the bubblers are in the Hudson. We'll take the river as far as we can go, then it's hiking right into the Green Mountain National Forest.
Which will also be crawling with critters.
Guaranteed. That'll be the hard part.
I'm glad to know we haven't reached the hard part yet.
It's not the most ideal option, but if we go further south, we hit Massachusetts and we don't want to go there. The border towns are populated, and we have to pass another waterway and even more forest. Going north would just take too long.
So, straight through.
Straight through. Come on, let's get some rest. Tomorrow will be an eventful day.
I suddenly realize I'm not that tired anymore.
Retrograde is a post-apocalyptic comedy drama written by Joey Gutierrez. Follow us for all things Retrograde at wearetrograde.com or on Twitter at RetroGangPod.